بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه، ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه أحمد. سيدنا أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a servant's iman cannot become correct, cannot become upright until his heart becomes correct, his heart becomes upright. And his heart cannot become correct, his heart cannot become upright until his tongue becomes correct, it becomes upright. In this hadith, there are two sentences. The first sentence is that a person's iman, meaning a person's entire deen, cannot become correct. It cannot become complete until the heart is correct. And this is a general principle which many ahadith tell us. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that there is a piece of flesh in the body, very famous hadith, that when it becomes healthy, then the whole body becomes healthy. And when it becomes unhealthy, the whole body becomes unhealthy. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is the heart. So this heart becoming correct, it becoming pure of evil qualities, it becoming filled with good qualities, being filled with the nur of taqwa, with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Without this, deen cannot become complete. This sentence is telling us that your iman cannot become correct, it cannot become complete without this. Now the heart, so we have understood that the heart needs to be rectified. But this is no easy task. If I tell you that, you know what, brother, you are misusing your ears, rectify that. That is, you understand how to do that. That, you know, I was listening to music, for example, stop doing it. Listen to good things instead. If you tell someone, you know what, with your hands you oppress this person, rectify that. That is understandable how you can do it. But a person's heart has some evil quality. It has jealousy, or it is lacking some good quality. How are you going to change that? It's not accessible. So in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us one very important method, which is that if this tongue becomes correct, if what comes on this tongue, the usage of this tongue becomes correct, then this tongue has a very strong affiliation with the heart. In fact, out of all the other body parts, this tongue is the body part that affects the heart the most. So you correct this tongue, then this heart will also become correct. Now what does that mean? That means whatever comes on this tongue is correct. That means this tongue busies itself in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. That means this tongue stays away from unnecessary talk. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that don't talk much other than the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah includes actually remembering Allah Ta'ala, tilawah of the Quran, and any good talk with the correct intention is the remembrance of Allah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, other than the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, don't talk much. Why? Because abundant talk other than the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, it deadens the heart, it kills the heart, meaning it weakens it. That is why when a person goes to a sheikh as well, an expert in the field of spirituality, in the field of rectifying the heart, the first thing the sheikh will do is he will tell you, you need to do this much dhikr with the tongue, you need to do this much tilawah with the tongue, you need to do these things with the tongue. Why? Because you correct this tongue, this heart will become corrected. When the heart is corrected, then your entire deen will become corrected. So you and I as well, we need to pay attention to this. The most important thing is that this tongue doesn't carry out the disobedience of Allah. It doesn't lie, it doesn't carry out ghibah. And until a person doesn't monitor it, he won't realize. Because this tongue, out of all our body parts, maybe this tongue, mashallah, it moves the most. When a person is totally tired and he is lying on the sofa and he can't do anything else, this tongue can still move. So he needs to monitor it that it doesn't do anything wrong. And number two, as much time as possible can be spent busy in this tongue in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, a person should do so. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give firstly myself, thereafter all of us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen.